Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Big plays! My big players and big games!
We get ready to start all over again and get back to square one.
Training camp is in full effect, and we've got you covered with Dukes and Bell.
Live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Brought to you by Hooters. Spend game day at Hooters, where wings always win.
And Lashley Kubota. Big savings, bigger performance. Hashtag turn it orange.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell with Michael Penix. And look, bro, I got to be honest with you. You look 100 to me. I mean, you're making the throws. You're doing all the things out there, and I'm watching you. And it's just hard to believe, like, you've not been cleared. Obviously, I'm curious to know where you're at physically, but you look like you're 100.
Yeah, man, I feel really good, you know. But at the same time, it's things that, you know, the doctor know more than me, you know. So it's like sometimes you got to, you know, step back and be like, okay, I don't know as much as the doctor, so I'm going to trust that, and I'm going to just go out there and do whatever I can to make sure I get to the point where he says that I am 100%.
You've been so positive, Mike, and so forthcoming. You know, we all kind of went like, whoa, when you said it might be another couple of weeks before you're ready. As Carl said, you look great. We saw you sprinting out there. What more do you need to get before they'll let you do what you need to do?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now is, like, I just got to make sure I'm non-contact. So I don't even want to be in a spot where you're risking, you know, somebody falling into you. So that's why I'm kind of staying away from the 11-on-11 stuff. If I knew 100% sure that I wouldn't get touched, nobody would, you know, accidentally fall. You know, it happens. You know, it's football. You know, you're going to fall. It's not always going to be perfect. So I just want to get to that point where, okay, if that scenario did happen, I know that I'm in a good spot and I know that I'm okay. So,
Michael Penix Jr. with us here on Dukes and Bell. I'm curious to know how difficult this rehab has been compared to your previous rehabs. First knee, all right, bro, I'll get back. Second one, okay, I know what this is about. Now this time around, how difficult has this one been compared to the others?
I wouldn't say it's as difficult. I think my second time was the most difficult. I feel like the first time was tough because I've never been injured before. So, like, mentally it was kind of tough. But the second time I was kind of down on myself. But, you know, getting through the second time, I feel like it gave me confidence in knowing that, you know, I can get through anything. So whenever this time did come around, I'm like, okay, I've been here before. You know, it's just another bump in the road. But, you know, I know that I can come out on top. And so that's, for me, I'm just like, just trusting in the process, trusting in my faith each and every day, and just going out there to be the best person I can be for this team. So,
it's Michael Penix Jr. with us on Dukes and Bell. I don't know how much you've heard, but the audience, man, every time we mention you and the competition, it's like, Penix is my quarterback. Do you feel the love? So many people pulling for you.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's a beautiful city. It's an awesome city to be able to play in. The fans have been amazing, you know. But, you know, for them, I just say I'm working on getting back on the field first. And once I'm out there on the field, you know, the plays will come. So I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for this team. And I look forward to, you know, winning football games.
Let's talk about some fun, man. You got married. You got married. How's married life, man? And what's the change been for you going from, you know, dating, obviously, and people say it doesn't change. It does. But what's been the change for you since the wedding?
Obviously, the title is that's the biggest change. You know, just getting used to being calling my wife. And but it's been amazing, you know. But as far as change, it's not too much change, you know. But obviously, you know, not like we become one. So, you know, just becoming one with another person, your soulmate, your life partner, you know, I feel like there's something special about that and something that, you know, you don't take for granted.
So everybody saw you dancing at the wedding. And everybody lost their mind because they were like, he's healthy. Look at him. He's dancing. Yeah. But you were just having a good time, man. And I think some people took that as to you were going to be ready for the season. So that's why I think a lot of people were surprised. But you're just having a good time.
Right. I'm just having a good time, man. That's a once in a lifetime thing. You know, Lord's willing, and you know, I just wanted to be able to have fun, you know, let loose. You know, I was still being smart about it as well. I wasn't dropping to the floor or nothing, you know, but yeah, I can still get boogie, but and still being safe at the same time.
King of the dance floor, Michael Penix Jr. with us here on Dukes and Bell. You know, the first year, you know, you had to watch for the most part Kirk, and then last year you get in there. I was at Berlin, I saw you come off the side, like, hey man, give me the play, get the play in. Do you feel with this coaching staff there's gonna be you'll be better prepared and once you're on the field, and they'll have your back? I felt sometimes it wasn't the way it needed to be last season.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pinpoint one thing that it was last season on you know, why things were a certain way, you know. But I am confident in this coaching staff. I'm confident in what they're doing to help us prepare each and every day, so that whenever we do step on the field, we know exactly what's going on. So I'm super excited to be able to, you know, have that and be able to see that this year and just see it come to fruition.
Can you talk about Alex Van Pelt and what he's meant as far as the development and things he's asking you to do?
Yeah, he's been awesome. Obviously, he's played in the league for a long time. He's been coaching in the league for a long time, been around a lot of great quarterbacks. So it's awesome to be able to have him in our room, you know, coaching us up, you know, and just giving us that confidence that we need to go out there to play at a high level.
Everybody saw the pass to Zachariah Branch. I know one of those guys you got to be itching to maybe get the football to. How do you like what he's doing out there?
Oh, man, it's awesome, man. It's exciting to see how explosive he is, you know, the things that he could do with the ball in his hand, you know, the things that he could do with his route running. It's awesome to see, and I can't wait to see it this year.
Michael, what about when you talk about the playbook, obviously, has it changed a lot? Is it very similar to what we were doing over the last couple of seasons? How do you feel?
Yeah, it changed a decent amount. You know, it's some carryover, but it is a lot of change as well. But at the same time, you know, that comes with it. That comes with this sport. You know, you've seen a lot of coaching changes throughout the whole league this past year. So, you know, it's a lot of people going through it, you know. But it's all about the work that you put in, the amount of studying that you put in, so that whenever, you know, your time do come out on the field, you have a good understanding, a good grasp of the offense. So,
you feel it's better suited to what you do?
Man. I feel like it's definitely been amazing. You know, I feel like I really love this offense. You know, just the versatility, you know, the way that we're getting the ball in all our playmakers' hands. You know, it's definitely awesome, and I can't wait to see what it's going to look like, you know, come live game action.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Jalen Walker yesterday. Mm-hmm. Kind of took the air out of the sails at practice. Yeah. And obviously a guy that was expecting to do big things in year two. Mm-hmm. You've been through it. Talk about what that injury means for the team, but more importantly, the person Jalen Walker is.
Yeah, man, it hurts. It hurts for this team. You know, we hurt for him, but at the same time, you know, we're all going to be there for him. We're all going to rally around him and, you know, be there for him while he's going through this rehab process. And, you know, him as a person, you know, just the person that he is, the positive energy that he brings, the toughness that he has. You know, I know this is going to be nothing for him. You know, he's going to get through this, and he's going to come back even stronger. And, you know, we're just all praying for him. We're all rallying around him and just giving him that love that he needs in this time. And but he'll be okay.
Man, we can't wait to see you out there. I mean, it's one of those conversations we've had all offseason. and you and Tua. What is Tua saying to you? What's the relationship like with Tua in this? It's not a true competition yet, but how's the relationship with Tua?
Yeah, man, it's been great. Tua's been great since he got here. You know, we got a great relationship. A lot of jokes being said throughout the quarterback room.
They're
feel like
together, right?
Yeah. So I feel like everybody is getting comfortable around each other in the room. So it's been awesome to be able to have, you know, a quarterback room that, you know, looks to see each other's success. You know, it's not about themselves. It's not about just me. You know, it's about this team. You know, whenever you have that, that's when it's going to be good.
You got seven back, man. How's that feel?
It feels awesome, man. It feels awesome.
I saw you guys working a little extra, doing some extra stuff. Is that just timing kind of deal, handoffs and getting in a rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, that's just getting the reps. You know, obviously he didn't practice the first couple practices, so just him getting the reps and me as well, the reps that I miss, you know, in the team periods. You know, just us getting those extra reps so that we can stay sharp as far as mentally and, you know, physically. Whenever I do get back, and whenever he's back into the rotation the same way that he normally is in practice, you know, we're on the right pace.
Michael Penix Jr. with us. He looked great at practice, as we said, but there's still some time to go. The mental reps, the film study, is that all part of it too?
Yeah, that's all. That's the main thing right now, you know, especially not being able to be out there in 11-on-11, the team stuff. You know, it's all about the mental reps. It's all about, you know, just thinking about what you're going to do if you were in that situation. So that's what I've been doing a lot of.
So at no point during the offseason did you want to post a video of you pulling a truck going, I'm fine, look at me, I'm okay, because I was waiting for that, but it didn't happen.
Nah, there's no need for that. Whenever that time comes, it'll come and everybody will know.
Michael Penix, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That's our man, Michael Penix, talking to us today at Falcons headquarters. We were talking to Mike, and you know, I was trying to pump him up, but can't wait to see you out there. Yeah, when it happens, it happens. You know, can't wait to see you out there. You know, yeah, you know, we're gonna wait. Don't want to rush things. I'm like, I don't know. Is he resigned to the fate for this year that he's probably going to be on the bench watching Tua, or is it just he's just keeping it 100% real and he's not going to hype? He's not going to be a hype man.
Look, it's hard to read. Because what I expect, and I think what Falcon fans are expecting, Mike, is a little bit more confidence, exuding a little bit more about being the starter of this football team. I'm not killing him. I don't know what his mind state is. I know he's been dealing with this, and nobody wants to answer questions every damn day about how's your knee.
Right.
Okay? Nobody. But the other side of that is, this may be my last opportunity to really show this organization. I don't know what happens down the road.
Right.
This organization, that I'm that dude. And so that's what I want to see. Now, that's going to come out and play, and I know some of you are going to say, well, even if he told you, you know what, man, I feel 1,000% and I'm ready to go crush it, and, you know, I can't wait till the first Sunday, he's still got to go out and perform. But I'd rather him say that than be passive-aggressive about where he's at in this process.
Right.
So, Mike, I don't know. We both walked off, and you asked me that question. We were there today, and again, I don't want to say, you know, Penix feels this way. I think he's being honest and open about where he's at. But it is just a little weird. I almost get the sense, and maybe I'm wrong, if he pressed the issue about being out there more, trying to do more, maybe they would allow it. I don't know. Maybe they're just simply like, look, we're going to do whatever the medical team tells us to do, and that's where he's at. But I just need a little bit more. I want him to puff his chest out, Mike, and go, you know what? I am that dude you guys drafted.
I was talking to him, I said, you know, did you feel the love from the fans? Because we talk about it every day on the text line. If we say anything about Michael, we say, you know, Michael's got an injury, might keep him out of camp. Why are you hating on Penix?
I'm not hating
on Penix. The man said it in his own words last Wednesday. It may be 4 weeks, which basically takes him out of any kind of live 11-on-11. Although today, as we point out, we're not making this up, guys. He looks, I mean, we're not orthopedists, as Carl says, but he looks good. We're not hyping it. He looks like he should be ready to do the same things that Tua is doing in the 11-on-11s.
Yeah, I just, you know, and again, I'm watching and I'm going, what's holding him back? There's nothing. He's making all the throws. Like, there's nothing holding him back. Today he was, if you were at practice today, for example, and he throws an interception, and Mike and I were like, that's a lame interception. It was going to be either two things. One, the time ran out, and he would have either thrown it away or he would have been sacked. But he throws a ball down the field just to get rid of it. And, you know, you look at that and you go, all right, well, that play, those you have to take out. It's the plays in actual time, Mike, that we watch where he has a chance to throw the football and deliver it. And you go, Good throw.
In a real game scenario, he would have just thrown that ball out of bounds.
Throw it
to
away.
Point. But he was trying to make a play, so he gave his receiver a chance to make a play, and the DB picked it off. Speaking of DBs, Avion Terrell with a pick. And you and I were debating with Day-Day. Was it a trap? Was it a pick? We thought it was a pick. We went to Mark Raimondi. He said, it's a catch. So, again, Avion Terrell picks off Tua Tagovailoa in an 11-on-11 scenario, and Tua threw the ball behind him, and he made a nice play.
He did. It was funny today, speaking of Michael Penix, and appreciate him, you know, chopping it up with us. I know some of you think, again, he hates y'all. No, he doesn't. He understands what's in front of him, and we support him. We support Tua. You know what we want? Winners. We want this team to win. And we've said this from the jump, guys. I've just always felt like I am willing to give Tua a bigger chance, which is why I've been on the Tua kick. Because I think a lot of people said he won't do anything here. What we didn't know were the physical limitations that Michael Penix was going to have to deal with that kind of thrust Tua into the forefront here, Mike.
Right.
We thought Tua was going to come in and automatically be the backup and just, you know, be the guy with the cap on. And now with the physical limitations of Penix, he's been thrust into this a little bit more. And so, you know, the competition, though, as we said yesterday, there isn't one. I know everybody wants us to say, hey, Penix is here and Tua is here. That's not where this is right now. It's just not.
No, and as we said, it's frustrating for fans of Michael Penix Jr., but, I mean, Tua – and by the way, Tua yesterday was a little more, and today was a little bit more from Tua. I think I didn't see as much as Joe Patrick saw in his breakdown yesterday, but I thought Tua is now doing more, not looking as stiff as he has because of the back.
Yeah.
Really stepping into more throws, doing more stuff. Even now, one play, no one's going to hit him. He's in a non-contact jersey, but, you know, picking him up, putting him down in a scramble. But, I mean, this team, if you want to see what we saw with our own eyes, basically the right tackle, shaky as hell. You know, there's a couple plays where guys executed, but there's a lot of plays where there's pulls, and you're like, oh, that's – oh, God, that reminds me like I'm watching me in high school. It's just not good. So that's – I'm curious when Juwan Taylor is going to get out on the field.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. I hope we didn't get damaged goods with this dude. I really do.
Right.
Because we signed him. We gave him a nice contract. Do you do that knowing that he was not going to be ready for camp? And now what we're 7, about to be 8 days in, he hadn't played, hadn't done it. I don't know if they knew. Maybe they did. But I just hope we didn't get damaged goods. I don't want to jump the gun here, but not looking good.
Brian Robinson did something to his arm today. He was getting some treatment in between plays on the sideline, but he was still out there.
Yes.
And as we said earlier, if you missed it in the first segment of the show, from my guesstimation, this is one of the more intense practices. That segment we saw, the final 25, 30 minutes, they're really getting after it. You know, we didn't always see that kind of contact, that level of really, you know, hardcore practice, 11-on-11 in the past with other coaches.
It's going to be interesting to see where this goes, man. By the way, preseason football tomorrow night, guys. Hall of Fame game.
Right.
Tomorrow night, which kind of kicks off, obviously, the preseason season.
Basically, you watch that for the interviews with the Hall of Fame.
That's great.
And then guys will be driving for UPS. Will be playing in the fourth quarter.
And then next week,
nothing wrong with driving for UPS, by the way. Great job.
We play on Friday next week, so preseason is right around the corner. All right, we're coming back. Speaking of Bijan, real quick, I got to mention this because it did make everybody laugh. Michael Penix said in their quarterback meetings, a lot of times they'll be watching film and they go, hey, if you ever get in trouble, we just beat you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
And everybody kind of, what is that phrase? So if you hear somebody saying that, they're saying, just get it to Bijan. He'll make a play. If you're in trouble, just get it to Bijan some way. And everybody kind of laughed. But somehow that came out today when he was talking about the quarterback meetings and just watching Bijan work. Everybody's right. Glad to have him back. It gives the quarterbacks a lot of confidence back there. All right, we're coming back. What else is going on around the NFL? We'll tell you when we come back to Hooters. Also, the latest on the Braves, guys. We have spoken our piece. Now they just got to keep winning. And they did last night. We'll see if this continues, but we need to jump into that as well.
Right, because somebody heard the chatter and got fired up, did his job. How novel.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.